If you are able to remain standing for the reading of God's word, we don't have it on the screen today, but I shall read it, and if you've been here for the last two Sundays, you've heard it. By the way, Rita River, in case you did not know, in case you have not heard, I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. I love you with the love of the Lord. I want to thank and honor the leadership of this church, our deacons, our trustees, our ministry leaders, our associate pastors who do such a magnificent job. I want to thank Reverend McCollum for the prayer today. I was deeply moved deeply touched. Verses 21 through 28, they went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not just as the teachers of the law. Just then, a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out, interrupted Jesus. What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Be quiet, said Jesus sternly, shut up. Come out of him. The evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, what is this? A new teaching? And with authority. He even gives orders to evil spirits and they obey him. News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. When the devil comes to church, you may be seated in the presence of our God. As most preachers say, at the beginning of their sermon, I won't keep you long. And I promise you I won't. Hold me to it. You can hold me to it. A lot has already been said today, and it's all a part of worship. It's all a part of who we are. It's all a part of our response to a loving God who gives us gifts that we share with one another and with the larger community. So preaching has already been done. That's why if you don't like the sermon, then like the music. If you don't like the music, like the drama minister presentation. Don't like the drama minister presentation, like the altar call. If you don't like the altar call, like the fellowship time. If you don't like the fellowship time, like the giving time. Oh, that kind of went downhill there. So the strength of the worship service does not rest solely on the shoulders of the preaching moment. I recognize that, and I'm going to keep it short. How do you deal with unclean spirits in the church? We have said that the first thing you do with an unclean spirit in the church is use your authority. Say, use your authority. That's the first thing you do with unclean spirits in the church. Use your authority. We called your attention to how Jesus deals with unclean spirits. When the unclean spirit revealed itself, Jesus rebuked the spirit. Jesus didn't play around with it. Jesus did not apologize for it. It was in the synagogue during church service. But Jesus called it out. He didn't say, well, meet me in the office after worship. Jesus called it out. He doesn't go to speaking in tongues. He doesn't start quoting a bunch of scripture. He doesn't go to slinging a lot of oil. He just rebukes it. He speaks directly to the spirit. I told you, if you're going to be in church and if you're going to help us be who God called us to be, especially as we go into the days and months ahead with all of its challenges and uncertainties. We've got to be prepared to call things out. Because in the absence of authority, unclean spirits have a field day. I hope you can hear me. In the absence of authority, demons come out of hiding. Demons are emboldened. And demons will try to take over. And so we have to use our authority and not wimp out. This is a day of warfare here at Rita River. As Deacon Kinlaw mentioned, a lot is at stake. We've got to be prepared to deal with demonic stuff in the church before we can deal with demonic stuff in the streets. Time to stop being spiritual wimps. Call it what it is. No time for cute prayers. Heavenly Father, God of all humankind, we humanly, no. We got to point our finger at what we see and call it out. No, my brother, no, my sister, I see you. No, my sister, no, my brother, I know who you are and what you're trying to do. Go to hell where you came from. But you can't do that without authority. You can't do that without authority. The first thing you have to do with an unclean spirit in the church is what? Use your authority. The second thing I said that we find in the text is when the devil comes to church, you can't have a church full of cute folk. It says when Jesus rebuked him, it convulsed him. The Greek says it threw him. One translation says it tore him. The implication here is that it did some physical damage to him. So that when the devil came out of the man looked like he had been through hell. The man looked a mess, y'all. He looked like he'd been in a battle. Because you can't serve the Lord and deal with demons without looking sometimes like you've been in a battle. Can't look cute all the time and still have a testimony. Every now and then you got to look like you've been through something. You got to look like you had to work hard to pull it together to get to church. And even after your best efforts, sometimes you still can't conceal it. You can't be cute all the time. When you see a person who's cute all the time, let me just look for a moment. Yeah, I've noticed who you are. Some of y'all just look cute all the time. And that makes me suspicious. How in the world, Judy, do you... I ain't calling no, I'm sorry. Calvin, how, Brother Hallams, how, I'm sorry, I'm just getting the name. How do you look cute all the time? It's cover up. It's a cover up. Every now and then you got to look like you've been through something. So when folk mistake what you look like for what you're going through, you can tell them, I look like I'm going through, but God has already brought me through. I've come through some things. Don't be ashamed of your scars. I got some scars. Some of them are covered up, but I got some scars. Because the truth of the matter is, I've fallen down. But by the grace of God, I got up. I got some scars. Where I've been cut under the operating knife. I've got scars that I've been through something. But every time I look at my scars, it reminds me that by the grace of God, I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor. I've been through some things, and I'm still in the fight. Yes, church can't be a church full of cute people. We need some folk with a testimony, with scars, who don't mind letting it be known that through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. It was grace that brought me safe this far, and grace shall lead me home. Last thing that I want you to notice, and here's the shout of the whole message, and I'm done. Here's the shout of how good God is. Point number three, for those of you who need points. I love you, Reedy River. Point number three. The demon embarrassed the man in public, so God delivered him in public. God told me to tell you that when God delivers you, it ain't always gonna be behind closed doors. It ain't always gonna be in secret. It's not gonna always be around the corner. But God's gonna deliver you sometime in the very face of the folk who saw you when you were acting a fool. Sometimes God is gonna deliver you not in the quiet confines of your home, but sometimes God is going to deliver you in the face of some of the very folk who saw you and knew you when you were acting crazy. That's what I'm doing. Sometimes God is going to deliver you in the face of folk who saw you and knew you when you were high, when you were drunk, when you were messed up. Because when they look at who you are, your testimony is, nobody but God did it. And is there anybody in here this morning who can say, God, I thank you that when you delivered me, you didn't deliver me behind closed doors, but you let everybody see how good you were to me. Let me move quickly. The evil spirit in the church on the Lord's day, in the Lord's presence. Jesus rebuked the spirit that is in the church in the Lord's presence on the Lord's day. The spirit comes out of the man and leaves the Lord's house, but the man is still there. You missed it. The spirit comes out of the man. The unclean spirit comes out of the man, but the man is still there. The unclean spirit comes out of the man, leaves the Lord's house, but the man is still there. Because what I like about the Lord is that the Lord won't do you like other folk do you. You see, when other folk see your dysfunction, they want to put you out. When folks see something wrong with you, they wish you would leave. But the Lord said, when I deal with you, I don't put you out. I deal with what is messing with you. Put it out, but you can stay in because I got a relationship with you, because you got a relationship with me, and your relationship with me is bigger than what's inside of you. Because what's inside of you is trying to stop your relationship with me. Now, you know why some of you should have shouted, and I'm through. The reason some of us should have shouted is because the only reason we in church today is not because we've been so good. It's not because we've been holy all of our lives, but because the Lord kicked the devil out, but let us stay in. Is there anybody here who can say, I know I have no business being here? If some people saw me in here, they wouldn't believe it. If some people who knew me when saw me on the deacon's ministry, they would not believe it. If some people who knew me when saw me as a trustee, as dishonest as I used to be, they would have questioned the church's ability to discern, to let me count money. If some people who knew me then could come to Reedy River today and see me in the pulpit with a microphone in my hands, preaching the good news of the gospel, they would not believe it. I know I have no business being here. With everything I've done, I'm glad that the pastor, interim search committee, didn't be as thorough as they could have been. I thank God that the pastor search committee was not privy to some of my dealings. I know I have no business being your interim pastor with everything I've done. I should have been messed up. I should have been put out the church. Oh, but I'm glad. I'm so glad that when the Lord dealt with me, he kept me in relationship. He let me stay in the church. That's why you can put me out of your ministry, but you can't put me out of the church. You can put me out of your little clique, but you can't put me out of the church. You can put me out of the choir, but you can't put me out of the church. Is there anybody here who can stand up and say, God, God, I thank you. God, I thank you that when I messed up, you didn't kick me out. When I messed up, you didn't disqualify me. When I messed up, you weren't through with me. When I messed up, you didn't kick me to the curb. When I messed up, you didn't treat me like trash, but you let me stay in the church. You gave me another chance to start over. To start over. To start over. And the only reason I'm preaching right now is because God didn't kick me out, but he dealt with my demons. That's why I'm thankful today. That's why I don't mind crying sometimes. That's why I can be transparent with you. I've not been good all the time. I've been tore up from the floor up. But thanks. Thanks be to God. He cast my demon out, but he let me stay in relationship. Everybody in church ought to be grateful. I don't care how cute you look. Everybody in church ought to be grateful. There ought not be negativism in the church. There should not be gossip in the church. When you know your demons could have disqualified you. Church ought to be a place where people are patient with one another. Because you've had some demons too. We ought to be more tolerant. We ought to be more accepting. We ought to be more loving. Let's learn, Reedy River, to love Love covers a multitude of sins. Let's err on the side of love. Learn to love. Learn to pray for each other. Let Jesus exorcise that demon. You don't know how to smile. Say good morning. Shake anybody's hands. Tell your neighbor, I'm praying for you. Sitting next to your neighbor and ain't spoke to them yet. It's unclean. Read the river, we can't afford to be that way. When we remember that he dealt with our demons, but let us stay. Can you imagine that next Sabbath when homeboy showed up? Lord have mercy. When he got back to the Sabbath the next day and had a flashback on how he was just 6 days ago. Anybody in here right now can have just a flashback? Anybody in here right now can have a flashback of what you used to be like? Jesus. A flashback. You up in church today. But can you right now have a flashback? You should have been dead and buried in your grave. Can anybody have a flashback about how you used to act? What you used to do? Where you used to go? How you used to talk, how you used to walk. And you know that if the Lord had not shown up in your life, you would be losing your mind right now. But the Lord was gracious. The spirit, unclean spirit, comes out of the man, and the unclean spirit leaves the Lord's house. But the man, the woman, the preacher is still here. Let us stand.